So this week is Parshas Balak, and Balak says an amazing thing. Bilam says an amazing thing. Mimona afar Yaakov, who can count the dust of Yaakov? Mispa es roiva Yisrael, and count the roiva of the Yidden. The Gemara says, the Gemara in Masechet Nida, from Daf Lamed Aleph and Aleph, May Dechsiv Mimona Afar Yaakov Mispa Es Roiva Yisrael. What does it mean, who can count the dust of Yaakov and count, number the Roiva of Yisrael? Melamed, this teaches us, Shakurish Baruch Hu Yoshev V'Soifa Es Revi'i Oiseyem Shel Yisrael. That God sits and counts, numbers the times that the Yidden have sex. So the word roiva is, in the Hebrew, I guess it's the most coarse way of describing sex. When we're talking about animal copulation. So Bilam is saying, Mimona far Yaakov, who can count the dust of Yaakov? Umispa es roiva Yisrael, and can number the times the Yidden make love to one another. So the Gemara says, Melamed shakurish baruch hu yoshev v'soifes revi'i oisein shel Yisrael, mosai tovoi tipo. When will the drop? When will that drop of sperm come? Shehat tzadik noitza hemenu. That the tzaddik is going to be formed. And that's why Bilam, immediately after this prophecy, he went blind. Oma mishu Torah v'kodosh, somebody who is pure and holy, misharas of tohirim mikdoshim, and his assembly, his assistants, his servants, are all holy and pure. Yotzitz bedova zeh. Only somebody who's holy has a right to look at this thing. Miyad nismis enoi. Immediately, Bilam was stricken with blindness. Tichsiv nu magevish sumho oyen. These are the words of the man with the closed eyes. V'haynu damar b'yoichanan. And that's, the Gemara continues and says, May dechsiv ha'ishkav ima balayla hu. Yaakov slept with Leah that night. Lamed shakadosh baruch hu sayah bo isa ma'aseh, that God was involved. He helped it along. Shenema yisochef chamoy gorem loy. So, the Gemara takes this prophecy of Bilam and takes Bilam's coarse language and makes it into something which is so high that Bilam only tried to look and he immediately went blind. Like, what right did Bilam even have in prophecy to look at such a place? What is this place? It's a place where the tipo shememenu noitza hatzadik. What is the drop from which the tzadik is formed? We know that in the Kabbalah, sperm is manufactured in the brain, and that it's made of the thoughts that we have. And those thoughts, they pass down the spinal cord, so the spinal cord, the spinal fluid, and so out becomes seminal fluid, and out through down there through the nervous system, and so on. So there's a Mishnah The Mishnah Masechta Ovoy, Perek Hey, goes like this: Yehuda ben Tema Oimer, Heve Az Kanomer, be as bold as a leopard. The Kal Kanesher, and as fleet, as light as an eagle. Rotz Katzvi, be as swift as a deer, the Gibor Ko'ari, and be as powerful, as strong as a lion. La'asus Ritzoyin Avicha Shebashamayim, to do the will of your Father in heaven. So, Yehuda Ben Tema says a person needs to have certain aspects of character. He needs azus. He needs to be bold, have chutzpah. He needs to have lightning reactions, like an eagle, cow. He needs to be swift, smart, sharp. He needs to be powerful. Hu ho yo'oimer, then immediately the Mishnah goes on to say, however, that Yehuda ben Tema used to say, az ponim legehenem, somebody who is az ponim ends up in Gehenna. So even though he just told us, Heve Az Kenomer, be bold, have Azus, nevertheless, he goes on to say, Az Ponim LeGehenna, that somebody who's an Azus Ponim, somebody with a lot of chutzpah, ends up in a bad place, or Boishas Ponim, and somebody who's timid, Boishas Ponim, shamefaced, the Gan Eden. And then the Mishnah ends with an extraordinary and unique prayer. Yirotzim ufenecho Hashem Elokeinu, may it be your will, Hashem our God, velekev isenu, God of our fathers, sheyibonu beis hamikdash b'mehera b'yameinu, that the temple be built swiftly in our days. The same Chalkeinu B'Zoyru Sech. And give us our portion in your Torah. So, the Vilna Gaon, for instance, his Magia here, he says this doesn't belong here. It belongs at the end of the chapter somewhere, or another chapter. But the Rambam sees this Mishnah as a whole and does Magia. The Rishonim, they struggle to find a Hemshech. And as some of the Acharonim note, this Tefillah, this Yehi Rotzo, in the whole of Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, it's the only Tefillah. It's the only prayer quoted in the entire Mishnah. In the Gemara, there's prayers, the whole Masechta Brochos, but most of the prayers in Masechta Brochos reflect this prayer. They use the language of Yehi Rotzon Ufenecho Hashem Elokeinu Kevaseinu. So I want to say something. I want to be Azus Ponim. I want to be bold and tie this together. Yehuda ben Tema says you have to be Azus Ponim, and you have to be smart and fast and strong. La'asoyis Ritzoyin Avicha Shebashamayim doesn't mean to do the will of your Father in heaven. It means to make the will of your Father in heaven. La'asoyis Ritzoyin Avicha Shebashamayim. You know, because normally we do it, la'asos means to do, right? But la'asos means to make. Then, because it's a very bold statement, so he says, be very careful. Az ponim negehenim. If you use your az ponim the wrong way, you end up in a really bad place. And then he goes back and he says, no, now we understand. He said, you've got to be bold in telling God what desire to have, right? You're the one who makes the will of your Father in heaven. So he finishes with this tefillah. Yehi rotzon. Let it be your will. Shibonu beis hamikdash b'mehira b'min. You know, in the Gemara in Brochas Daf Zayin says, God davens. So the Gemara says, my matzla, what does God daven? So Reb Zutra Reb Tuvia says, Yehi ratzoin melefonai, may it be my will. Shigoy lurachamai al midoisai, that my compassion overwhelm my judgment. And that I always, you know, that I always deal with my children and, you know, not in the letter of the law, but rather in the spirit of the law, and so on and so on. And then the Gemara says that Reb Shmuel Kohen Gadol, he says, I once met God, and
so I blessed him with this very same blessing. May it be your will that your gentleness overcome your anger, and that your compassion roll over your judgment, and you treat your children with nimishur sadin. All these tefillos that the Gemara mentions, they all come from this tefillah of Yehuda ben Tema here in the Mishnah. And Yehuda ben Tema in the Mishnah only arrives at this tefillah after he says, Have I asked Nome Lasis Ritzin Avicha Shebishamayim? You know, I came across a Torah from the Radomska, the Heilige Radomska. And he says, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Aviseinu Elokei Avraham, right? We say, Yehi Rotzon Mefanecha Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Aviseinu. Why do we have this Elokei Aviseinu? You know, Shemoneh Esrei. Could just say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Avraham Elokei Yitzchak Elokei Yaakov Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Aviseinu. So, you know, we talked about how the word Ova can mean desire. V'loy Ova Hashem Nishmoy Al Bilam. Moshe Rabbeinu says God had no desire to listen to Bilam. The word Ova can mean desire. So then, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu, blessed are you, God. The Kei Aviseinu means the God of our desires. And then, Elokei Avraham. So the Radomska says, Aviseinu, that these desires refers to the Gimel Rishonos of Kesach Chochma Bina. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu, the Kei Aviseinu, our desires. And then Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, that's already Chesed and Gevura and Tiferes. And he mentions, of course, Biglal Ovois. We daven on the Musav of Yom Tov. We say Biglal Ovois, Sh'osu Ritzenecho, for the sake of our ancestors who did your will. But you know, now we have another translation, right? Biglal Ovois She'osu Ritzoinecho. Biglal Ovois, for the sake of the desires that make your desire. So what does it mean? You know, that our desires make God's desires. So this is a a few weeks ago we were talking about Ritzoyis Hashem Darkei Ish. Ritzoyis Hashem Darkei Ish, when a person's way is the desire of God, then Gam Oivav Yashlim Ito, then even his enemies will make peace with him. So now we want to say that, we want to say a whole new thing, right? That God is asking us to dictate what his desires are. God is saying, you know, tell me what my desires are. God is davening, the Gemara says, Yihi rotzoin melefonai, may it be my will. So God is praying for the desire. And Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol understands this. So he blesses God. Nu, echvinch techun. I bless you, Rabbani Shlalim Yishtake. Have this desire. So the desires with which we bless God, those are the desires that God manifests. So
Eile Tildois Shemaim V'oretz Bihi Baram. These are the chronicles of heaven and earth when they were created. So the where it says, don't read it Bihi Baram, read it Ba'Avraham.
Read it Ba'Avraham. So Avraham creates heaven and earth. And we were talking about this in the very first Mishnah of Sefer Yetzirah, how originally the world is created with Elohim, Bereshis Bora Elohim, Vayom Elohim Yihi Or, Vayar Elohim Eso Or, and then later it says, these are the chronicles, Eile Torah Shemayim V'Oretz Bihi Boram, B'Yom Asois Hashem Elohim. It doesn't say Elohim Hashem, it says Hashem Elohim Yudke Vovke. So the Gemara says, ah, really? It was only, God only wanted to do it with Elohim. But as soon as Abraham came along, you see, it never was that way. It was always Hashem Elohim. Rachamim, compassion, was always there before the judgment. You know, the Heilige Piasetzner in Eish Kodesh, she says, sometimes compassion requires tremendous gevura. Let's say I see somebody who needs something, right? So I give him tzedakah, I take out $20. That doesn't require anything more than compassion, right? But what happens if I want to give him $20,000? What happens if I have to mortgage my own property, liquefy it so that I can give this person $20,000 worth of cash? So that would require tremendous gevura. So the Piasetzner says, what happened with Avraham Avinu, when Avraham Avinu came along, he turned everything around so that the original gevura with which the world is created is the gevura of compassion. Which means God overcomes his own resistance, his own withholding. That's what creates the world. God overcoming his own withholding. So the overcoming of the withholding, which is a tremendous gevura, is actually only there in order to create this chesed. So God is waiting for us to tell him how and what to desire.
La'asoyis ritzoin avicha shebashamayim. God is waiting for you to tell, to make the desire of your Father in heaven. And in fact, now, we can understand avicha shebashamayim a whole other way, right? Because now we have another way of understanding the word avos. The word avos itself refers to desires. And we were learning the idea of shalom. The first time we encounter the word shalom in the Torah, God says to Avram, "Va'atoy tova elav yisecho b'shalom." You will come to your fathers in peace. Say v'toyvo, and you know his fathers. Mitchila hoyav oivdei avodah zorah hoyav. And our ancestors were all pagans. What's the greater glick that God promises Avram? Oh, and you will come in peace unto your fathers. So we're learning that Ksava Kabbalah says that again, the word avisecho there doesn't mean fathers, it means to your desires. So how do we do this? So in this week's Seder, this Gemara that we were talking about, that Bilam says, Mimona Fayakov Umispa Esroiva Yisroel Melamet Shekosh Boch Yoshev Sefes Revi Yoisein. This teaches us that God sits and counts and looks through every coupling and says, when will that tipo be born from which the tzaddik is going to be? So what is that tipo? What is it that God looks for? And it's interesting that there is an S in that verse that isn't necessary. It says, Mimona afa yarkoiv umispa esroiva yisroel. It could have just said, Mimona afa yarkoiv umispa roiva yisroel. So the S, we learn from Rabbi Akiva, is the rabbis. So what's the rabbis? What's the ribui? So I want to say, the chiddush that I want to say is that God looks inside us when we're making love, and the F is the importance. You know, everybody, when we're making love, a little part of us is selfish, right? Maybe a big part of us is selfish. But there's a part of us, if it's love, right, then we're loving. And in loving is having a desire, right? That's the most basic of all the desires for the other is that which we experience when we're making love. We said many times in the words of the Meir Shiloyach that it's only when we start to get rid of our intellectual desires and go back to our animal desires that we really, you know, we make space for God to do miracles, right? It's only when Yehuda and Tamar come together without him, you know, thinking Groisa Kavonis and Hoichazachen, only when he was just interested in Tamar as a woman, and he wasn't thinking of what kind of a neshama he's going to bring down into this world and so on. He was mamash, he was just thinking of what he was feeling in his guts, in his kishk, yeah? So then at that moment, God can step in and give birth to the soul, to the oir of Mashiach. We talked about the difference between Ruchoi Shel Mashiach, which is Merachefes Al Pnei Amayim, before the creation of the world. And here, the Medrash says God is busy with the Oiroi Shel Mashiach, the light. So, there's something that Yehuda, besides the fact that he's not trying with Tamar to bring down a particular neshama into this world, but there's an S. Mimona fayaku mispa S, Rabbi Yisrael. There's something else. There's a ribui. Because we were learning the first 2,000 years of creation are called Alpayim Shel Toihu, chaos. And we were learning in the end of the second chapter of Sefer Yetzirah that chaos refers to all the desires that it's possible to have just experiencing them. And the second 2,000 years are the years of Torah. So this is God expressing himself and saying, you know, whatever you tell me to be, I will be. However you learn my Torah, that's how I will become. Hi.
Hi. Okay.
That God takes on whatever form, however we learn the Torah, if we're learning the Torah, the Emes, we're learning it without pnias, we're not learning it in order so that we sound good, we're not learning it in order to teach somebody, we're learning it mamash because we want to know what's the meaning, what's the mystery, what is how the Torah connects, how each person learning the Torah, his own Torah, at the level of Anoichi, Anon Nafshoi, Kusovis Yahweh, God saying, you know, I've written myself into this text, and I'm giving myself to you. So when you learn this text, receive me. Then, if we do that, then God reciprocates and becomes whoever we say in our Torah, whoever he is. So there's 2,000 years of Torah in which God becomes, and we have 2,000 years in which we can develop our ideas of God. Then the third 2,000 years, according to Gemara, are the years of Mashiach. These are the 2,000 years since the destruction of the temple, right? What does it mean, these are the 2,000 years of Mashiach? So, it could be that this is the meaning of this week's Sedra, Mimona Afa Yaakov, who can count the dust of Yaakov in Mizpah and can number Es Roiva Yisrael, the lovemaking of the Yidden, and the word Es there comes to mean what? And let's go back to Yehuda a moment, right? So when Yehuda was married to his wife, he was trying to bring down souls, and when, you know, and he couldn't make it work because he himself wasn't working. So he brings down one son called Er, he brings down another son called Einan. It doesn't work. It's only when Yehuda stops trying to bring down souls and he connects with Tamar as a man and a woman. And we were learning how Yehuda didn't want to. And the Malach HaMamuna Al Tava, the angel who is appointed over lust, grabs him and says, ah, if you walk away now, where are all the great people going to come from? Where are the kings going to come from? The prophets, where are they going to come from? So he forces him to attach himself to Tamar. In doing so, he brings Peretz and Zerach down into the world, and so Ram, Aminadav Nachshon, and so on, Salmon Boaz, Oved Yishai, he brings down David HaMelech, the Mashiach, right? But we say David Melech Yisroel Chai V'Kayam, but there's another meaning of Mashiach, which is the Mashiach at the end of times, right? So this is also brought down then. How is it brought down then? it's brought down then with the S. Nimona Afayakov Mispa Esroy Vayisro, with the S. With the S of Rabbi Akiva, which was Dorish Esin. That S is Leraboy, is there something else going on? So besides the fact that Yehuda and Tamar are relating to one another purely with the Roiva, purely with sexual attraction to one another, and they're doing it in such a pure way that it makes room for God to bring down the Neshama. Instead of Yehuda with his Kavanot saying, you know, I'm trying to bring down this soul, he wasn't there at all. He wasn't in Kavanot. He was in his body. Okay, so then that leaves room. Because when a human being does something, as the Ishbita says, we can do it. It's very nice, it's very great, very holy. But it's still human. But whereas if we get out of the way, if we just get out of the way and let God do it, then it's infinite. And so the light of Mashiach comes down into the world and it's infinite. And then, you know, so we have the whole Malchus based on it. But what I want to say is that besides that, there's the word S, which, you know, Rabbi Akiva was Dorish Esin, Es Hashem Lekechatira, fear God, the word S, Rabbi Akiva says the Talmud Chochem, and you know the whole story, Rabbi Akiva then becomes that Talmud Chochem who represents God and so on. So what does the S here represent? The S here represents the image of God, which we said, Yehuda ben Tema'oi ma'have az kanoma la'asois ritzoy navicho sheba shamayim. How do you translate now? Have az kanoma, be bold and swift and smart and fast and powerful to make la'asois, not to do, to make the rotzoin avicho of the one who desires you. Shabbat Shemai. And that that's the Bechina of Tama and Yehuda, about who we were learning. And this is the meaning of this Pasuk and this week's Sedra.
If Ba'ani means finished, what we're saying here, There's more to be said. That there's something